Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
My book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Remember a great visit with Daniel Cage. Daniel is CEO of SpeedChain. And give us the website, Daniel. Tell us a little bit about SpeedChain.
Yeah, it's speedchain.com. So pretty straightforward. You can find us there. And what we're focused on is building private blockchain ecosystems for business. So if you think about kind of our internal mantra is for built for business, not speculation. So the blockchain infrastructures we create are for businesses to communicate with one another. So we create private, secure ecosystems that streamline remote working, streamline payments, and security.
Right. And deliver digital trust, right? I mean, everything you just said
correct.
Is implicit and explicitly about delivering digital trust, isn't it?
It is. That is the foundation of many blockchain companies, but very much ours. Yeah. The SpeedChain is an acronym for Secure Private Ecosystems for Enterprise Deployment, which is a lot of words, so we just decided to call it Speed. But it is all about digital trust.
I've heard some people say and learned people who should know better. Say that blockchain is the end of trust, and I think that I don't think they could be any more wrong than they are when they say that. I think blockchain is 21st century trust. It's the trust of the future. It's the way we will do business at the speed of light in almost everything we do and still be able to trust it. Without that, there would be no trust. What do you think?
I agree with that. The one thing I'd start with also is anytime somebody says, quote unquote, blockchain is this or blockchain is that, the truth is like any other type of technology, you can execute it well or you can
right.
execute it badly. And right. and so and there are so many different versions of, you know, what people now are calling blockchain. And you mentioned it in the previous section where there may have been, you know, not legitimate companies just kind of mm-hmm. saying blockchain because it was a popular word to say. And so it really is about execution.
No question about it. And speaking of which, in terms of the implications, the pandemic implications for blockchain practicality, the application of blockchain, what do you think the pandemic has done to that? Has it reset it? Has it set it back? Has it created an environment that would allow it to relaunch? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great question. More than anything, it really will ultimately speed up adoption. And really, the reason for that is digital trust, and the need for that is greater than ever. So we sit there are a couple great fintech organizations down where we are down in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta. And, you know, one of the things, I take part in a cybersecurity forum in one of the associations, and we were lucky enough to sit with the head of Secret Service and some people at Treasury.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the head of the, for cybersecurity, one of the things that he had said, and it sticks with all of us, is today is the most secure cybersecurity day you will have for the rest of your business life.
Wow.
So that means every single day will get more risky,
more dangerous.
And so,
wow.
And that, right. And he said that about 10 weeks ago.
And these are the, so, and these are the guys, so and these are the guys, folks, who are literally on the front lines of what I'm calling World War III. World War III is not being fought with ordnance. It won't be fought with ordnance. It's being fought with digits and either bits and quibits. It's being fought in cyberspace. That's World War III. That guy you just quoted, he's on the front lines of that war. He ought to know.
He is on the front lines. He's on the front lines. And actually, once you and we're lucky to have him there because These guys know what they're doing. Yeah. As do the bad actors, by the way. You know, as we all know, the bad actors also know what they're doing. And so it's a, you know, it's a battle. You're
so
right.
It sounds like though, if you take his comment and extend it out for days, weeks, months, years, it sounds like we're losing the battle, like we're losing the war.
You know, his comment was really made in the spirit of let's be diligent and let's continue to work on solutions that make us stronger.
It was a get your attention comment, wasn't it?
It's definitely get your attention. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're losing. It just means that the threat is growing every day and the bad actors are getting more sophisticated.
Yeah.
And so we need to do the same.
And there's more at stake. You know, and so there's more at stake. Here's another thing. Every day, not only is this, as you say, is this as safe today as it's ever going to be, but there's more at stake tomorrow than there is today. And this pandemic, this is one of the implications, I think, of the pandemic. Is it's creating things to be more at stake, not the least of which is more people working from home going forward. What do you think?
Correct. That's exactly right. So remote everything. So if you think about remote communication, remote learning, but really there are remote payments.
Right.
There's remote secure access. There are a bunch of things that go into the quality of how we communicate with each other when we're not, mm-hmm. you know, together. And so there are some technical things like private key management and access mm-hmm. controls and some things that blockchain does incredibly well that will have a big impact on technology going forward and the migration to blockchain.
Speedchain.com is the website. Daniel Cage is the CEO there. He and I will be right back. I'm going to get Daniel to talk to us about what's the future of blockchain over the horizon. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.